Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. We're out of the studio once again this morning, live from another coastal location, this time Waterford City. In fact, we should have called our travel shows Callan's Coast. Maybe next summer. Why here? Well, Waterford is preparing to host two major festivals on this August bank holiday weekend, and you are welcome to join in the chats as usual, wherever you are in the country or abroad. WhatsApp is 087 032 32 32, and you can follow along on Instagram at Oliver Callan Show. We're inside the window of a lovely cafe, Carter's Chocolate Cafe, on Baron Strand Street, just upstream from the old clock tower, opposite the beautiful cathedral here. It's dry and bright outside. There's a buzz around the city, and we're going to have a lovely hour with chats among the Daisha. And you can't miss us because there's a large brass band right outside the window from Catalonia right now, ready to take off very shortly. And lads are coming into us as well with music from the All Together Now Festival, which is happening about a half an hour west of here. Darren Kiley is a huge folk pop act. He's coming in with us. He's from Cork, but a major act now, selling out shows from Kerry to South Africa with his own songs. And he's a multi-instrumentalist, very, very talented young fella. And we'll also have performers from the Spree Festival. The Spree Festival begins this evening and it culminates in a massive parade and fireworks display on the quays, as it has since 1993. The text, by the way, 51551. It is open for business. Ah, Waterford, the entry point to Munster from the southeast. This is Ireland's oldest city. Some would say it looks every bit of it, but those people are usually from Kilkenny, who have nothing nice to say about Waterford. And that is because the rivalry flows as deeply as the River Shore itself. And beside us, the three sisters meet at Cumar na Dri Ishka, where the Nor, the Shore, the Barrow come together at Waterford Harbour, and they tell each other the gossip from upriver, as far away as Leash and beyond and so on. The Daisha, of course, originates from the ancient Irish tribal group called the Daishi. Basically, one day, a schlitter fell from the sky after the gods threw it in, and the Daisha picked up a stick, bait the heads off everybody within baiting distance to get to the slither, and hurling was born in the county. John Milan, the Shanahan brothers, Milan, though, the most famous of the tribal Daisha, he loves his county. He hardly ever wore a helmet in his hurling career as a player. It's because if he ran into the goalposts, it was the crossbar that got a concussion, not him. In Waterford, the words like tiw are very important here. Tiw, and go way by. And pure, hua, and miniature are very important around here. By I'm told the area north of Waterford City, generally known as the top of the town, your girlfriend is a lek and a snail is a shella kabuki. All you need is life, of course, if you live around these parts, is a bla filled with a red lead, which is luncheon roll. For those of us taking notes, the Waterford bla has protected geographical indication status from the European Union. This means only the bread rolls made in Waterford, adhering to particular methods, can be called a Waterford bla. It's like the protection they gave to the Champagne region, because the French have the vintage sparkling elixir wine in Waterford. It's a bread roll that stains your trousers white for the afternoon. It's practically the same thing. Waterford, of course, once famous for the crystal they made here. They made glassware, vases and awards as well. 1959, though, was the last time the Daisha won the Liam McCarthy Waterford Crystal. They say was set up when they realised it was easier to make your own trophies than to win them. Someone from Kilkenny told me that. It hurts them still. It hurts them still. And of course, there were sad times around the country with the crash, but it was really badly hit here in Waterford. Thousands of jobs were lost from 2008 to 2014. But it has fought its way back and it's still fighting. Most of the fight, the way back, is through tourism and entertainment, because this is the Copper Coast. You've got the Viking Trails. And the Greenway, the minute you step into the place, everyone mentions the Greenway. 46 kilometres of glorious car-free pathway stretching all the way from here to the rejuvenated town of Dungarvan in West Waterford, except in Dungarvan, where they say, no, the Greenway goes from Dungarvan to Waterford City. That's the direction it should go always. And the other way they fought back is through the festivals that are going on this weekend. Plus, the Walls of Waterford, which is also happening this month of August. It's over 10 years old. There was a community-led plan to brighten up the city after the downturn using street art. And the people of Waterford wander around at this festival looking at the walls, which is a tradition dating back to a time when there was nothing to do but wander around the city looking at the walls. It was a fortified city, walled in to stop anyone from Cork getting in, but it didn't work because Cork people are just very nosy and they somehow got their way in and wanted to know if someone was making flowery baps for lunch. The email is also open, by the way, oliver@rte.ie. I'm having a coffee here. Have one yourself, why don't you? Because I am inside Carter's Cafe. Let's meet the owner and operator of the place, Lisa Fitzgerald. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. Welcome to Waterford.
And this is a lovely family business.
It is.
And
it is.
The family business has been doing stuff for generations.
Yes, well, I'm the second generation. The third generation is outside the door there.
That's your daughter.
That's my daughter. She's just turned 15. Yeah. We're a family business over 50 years in Waterford City. We've done various different businesses, as you do, to keep the momentum going.
Keep it floating, says he.
Keep it floating.
A couple of businesses. Tell us about the businesses. So
we have Carter's Chocolate Cafe. That's run by Philip, my husband, who is a dub. And we have Number 9 restaurant upstairs, which is Sit Down Cafe. We actually opened here in 2010, and we opened on Number 9. It's been a restaurant since the 80s. Which my mother would have opened.
Lovely.
And then my brother would have gone in there. If you go back again to the early 70s, it's when she started from her mother-in-law's sitting room.
In
Dunmore East, yeah, that's where she started. And then moved into town, opened a children's clothes shop, which developed into a larger children's shop called Mother Needs, which Mother Care was opening at the same time in the UK. And she was Mother Needs, and that became very big. And then that developed onto George's Court, which everybody, George's Court Shopping Centre, everybody in Waterford would know George's Court. And we've been running that. And then in between that, we have Carter's, Number 9. Then we, during COVID, we opened the bakery. So we had an outdoor somewhere for people to come. And we kept Carter's open and the bakery. We actually make the blah. We never call it a bap. Never a bap.
Okay.
And we make it here. So as you said, you can only make it here in Waterford. So there's only four places really making it.
Oh, is that right?
So there's the three big boys. And then there's we make it here just for ourselves and things like that.
So you can get it the freshest one is here, basically.
Fresh, yep.
What's the bakery called?
The bakery's called the Italian Bakery.
The Italian Bakery, that makes a Waterford bar.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah, we were making bomboloni. One of my nephew loved bomboloni when he went on holidays. And we were like, oh, we could make those. And then it sprung from there.
And the Carter of Carter's Cafe is?
Philip Carter, my husband.
Is the husband's.
He's got
the responsibility. If it goes wrong.
If it goes wrong, it's his problem.
But it hasn't been going, it's been going very well.
It's brilliant, yeah. So it's 15 years. As I was saying, when we opened, it was just to get him from Dublin. And it was during the recession, so he was an architect, which wasn't the right thing.
Not a good time, yeah.
So we opened it for 6 weeks just to sell chocolate for Lily O'Brien's. And my daughter who was out there, we used to put her in a box. We take her out of the boxes, we emptied it and we put her into the next box. And then...
Poppy.
Yep. And then, it just sprung from there. Suddenly
she's
people
were,
do you make hot chocolate? So we got a soup tureen and started making hot chocolate. And then this shop came up. And so that's 15 years.
Extraordinary. How are things in Waterford these days? Are they up from where you remember starting out?
Oh, yeah. Sure. You know, over the years, there's been, as my mother would say, what recession? Because there's been so many since she started. So, you know, it's doing really well. As you can see, it's a hive of activity. There's a hub. There's so much going on. We have a lot of new infrastructure. It's exciting because there's new places opening. There's new brands coming to town. And, you know, you have a great community in Waterford and people support the city, and they want the city to do well. So
there's a massive build, isn't there? Massive improvement works going on.
They're building the plaza down here, and it's going to be a bridge up across to the North Keys.
It'll be a plaza, but not a plaza in the Midlands where there's a supermax you can see from space.
That's not the plan. So they have the bridge there. That'll be a walking one across to the new.
We banjacks that term.
Come
up with a new name, Waterford.
No, we'll do that, and hopefully then the next bridge will be on down further. And Waterford will continue to expand. We've loads of room. That's the joys of Waterford. There's loads of room.
There's a great buzz here. And one of the reasons the buzz is because from Catalonia in España, we're joined by the always drinking marching band. Tell you about that name in a moment. They're going to bring the Med vibes to the day this morning. And they're also performing at this year's Spree Festival. They're taking over Barron Street Stand just up from the clock tower. And it's an original song to open the show for us. The Street Is Ours. Take it away.
Por las calles de este mundo te queremos invitar a volverte un poco loca sin parar de bailar.
Hey,
Drinking marching band, bravo, brava. Will of us, they are 9 musicians, actors, technicians, dancers, and pub poets have been performing together since 1997. Some of them look far too young for that. But the name reflects the Mediterranean way of life, socialising in the street, and we'll hear more from the Always Drinking Marching Band later on because they're taking part in the Spree Festival. I'm saying don't forget the amazing Mount Congreve Gardens, which are just out the road from the city. One of the great gardens of the world, and a great story. That's from Tom. There's 70 acres of planted woodland there and a 4-acre walled garden. They're mad for walls in Waterford.